In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. We're looking at Jude, that very short epistle or exhortation. And I'm going to read from Jude 1:17. "But, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit of God. But you, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Oh my. Build up yourself, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, isn't that amazing? That it tells in Corinthians that the gift of tongues is for the edification of the person. It tells us in Jude that we are to build up ourselves by praying in the Holy Ghost. And you know what? I've been told that many, many places where the gifts of the Spirit were given, they are not used anymore. The praying of the Holy Ghost, the praying in another language, the praying in the Spirit, you know, is considered to be a little to the left or the right, or a little crazy. But the Bible says that we are to build up ourselves by praying up in the Holy Ghost. You know what Shelley Baker says? The praying in the Holy Ghost is praying in the blood of Jesus. I like that. I like that. It's like the blood prayer. Really breaking strongholds. And as the scripture says, groans that only the Spirit knows, that he prays in the will of God, and that this praying in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you, is one of the things that people, they kind of reject, because, you know, everybody wants to be in control. But you see, this great gift of the Spirit of God praying through us, in tongues, in language that we do not understand, but it is to edify us, to build us up. And if we ever needed to be built up with all the catastrophes that we're hearing about, I'm going to tell you, we need to be built up now, spiritually. And one of the ways is to pray in the power of the Spirit. Let me just tell you the importance of praying in the Spirit, the importance of allowing the Spirit of God to groan through you, to groan through you, to groan through you, for he prays in accordance with the will of the Father. Build yourselves up, because I'm telling you, we are getting ready for a great conflagration. We are getting ready for a great and awesome, powerful move, not only of the Spirit, but of the demonic. Let me tell you that Iran is building up nuclear weapons, and Israel knows Iran wants Israel gone off the map, okay? It's not going to be too long that Israel is going to defend herself. It's not going to be too long. In all the peace talks in the whole world, you can peace, 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 and there is no peace. Nothing's going to happen. You know what? We can't even talk to our neighbors. We're going to think we're going to talk to the Middle Easterns who have a different culture. They've been hating each other for how many years? 4,000? We don't even talk to our neighbors, as Mary Rice says. You know, how are we going to fix what's happening in Israel? But just think about this. If Iran has the nuclear energy and the nuclear weapons, Israel will not put up with it. Remember, Israel is as small as New Jersey. So we can expect that one day Israel will try to destroy Iran before Iran destroys Israel. Oh, all these things are happening. And we have a president that's kissing up to everybody, you know. And I'm going to tell you, these radical Muslims cannot be trusted. I want to remind you that 3,000 of our people were killed by them. I do want to remind you of that. I want to remind you that there was a September 11th. I want to remind you that two planes came out of Boston and they hit the World Trade Center. I want to remind you that Mr. Bush, with all of his faults, kept us safe for 7 years. I want to remind you that if there is another strike, and there will be. I don't know where, and I don't know when. But I'm telling you, you cannot suck up to these world leaders who have an agenda to destroy Israel and to destroy the big Satan, which is the United States of America. But I want to be built up when these things happen. I want to be built up when these things happen. Not if these things happen, when these things happen. I want to build myself up in the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to pray to build myself up so that I will not be afraid of whatever happens. I want to build myself up so that I can do what God calls me to do in the midst of turmoil. Because if you thought 9/11 brought turmoil, my friends, the market will die again. Oh, you have no idea. No idea. So what do we need to do? It's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. Before it's too late, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. Before it's too late, find your knees, find your knees, find your knees, find your knees. Time to get ready, time to get ready, time to get ready before it's too late. And that's real. That's real. Build yourself up in the prayer of the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is Jesus, that is the Father, that is the Holy Spirit, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power forever and ever. Oh, yes, he is able to present us faultless by the blood of Jesus before the presence of his glory. People have fallen away from worship. They've fallen away really bad. this Friday at the Holy Rosary at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to start the Divine Mercy prayers and the novena. We will do it every single Friday, praying for the whole world for the sake of His sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. This Friday. It was supposed to be next Friday, but you know what? It's this Friday. I just said it. I put it in the bulletin. But you want to come at 3 o'clock? We'll do the Divine Mercy prayers, praying for the mercy of God upon our country, upon our church. It's really time to get ready. It's time to get into building ourselves up in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to also look at the book of Revelation, okay? And I want to say something from the book of Revelation that might be interesting. And let's see what which church I want. Let's look at the Church of Pergamos. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, these things say he which hath the sword, the sharp sword with two edges. That's Jesus. He is the Word of God. He has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works, where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwell. But I have a few things against you, because you have there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Okay, let's look at the United States, you know. Let's look at the United States. We look at the Constitution of the United States, and we remember that the Constitution of the United States was designed to separate us into three branches of the government, and that it was power of freedom, this wonderful freedom. Let's look at the Constitution, and let's look at it was founded under Judeo-Christian principles. It was founded under Judeo-Christian principles. Jesus Christ was the one that they knelt down when they were preparing to meet our forefathers. There weren't any mothers there. But I'm not saying mothers didn't do anything. In the First Continental Congress, they were on their knees, on their faces. I want to tell you, you know, if the church in Pergamos has fallen, if it has fallen, he says, I've got a few things against you. The doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. You remember that? I do. How many stumbling blocks have we in the United States placed before our children? Now, in the Globe today, I don't read that rag. I hope it goes under. In the Globe today, it tells us that that young girls now can get the morning after pill without any permission. Talk about a stumbling block. Talk about a stumbling block. Let me see the headlines. Listen to this now. This is it. U.S. plans to allow the sale of the morning after pill to minors. Yeah. Placing a stumbling block before babies. Before babies. Plan B consists of higher doses of hormone found in many standard birth control pills taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex. It has been shown to be highly effective at preventing pregnancy or aborting. That's right. So we place a stumbling block and we call it law. All right. That's one thing we've done. Okay, we have other things now. Like in Iowa and in the United States called Massachusetts, And I think Vermont now, our stumbling block. Our stumbling block is now we have gay marriages. My Lord. Talk about to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. This is sodomy. This is sodomy. Sodomy. So sodomy is the law. I don't think it was ever the law in Pergamos. I don't think fornication was ever the law, but now it is the law. It is the law. Okay? And, you know, we have our boys and boys getting married at City Hall, kissing lips upon lips, and girls upon girls, kissing lips upon lips, showing our children another stumbling block that this is an alternative lifestyle. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to cause us all to go to hell. Because the Lord says, repent or else I will come from thee quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Shall I go on? Shall I go on? I will. Now, people that hang out at abortion mills, hang out, you know, they have nothing better to do. Because you know what? They could find a lot better things to do. But they go out to save children. They go out to help women, and they carry forth the banner to help them not only to try to stop them from killing their child and from experiencing torment for the rest of their life, but they also help after the children are born and even during the pregnancy. But now they're called terrorists. Isn't that something? All these people are terrorists. Oh, they are to be watched by the Obama clan. They have to be watched, you know. But Eleanor better be watched, you know, as she wheels her little carriage, and she might have some kind of an explosive in there. Yeah, you know what the explosive is? The Bible and the crucifix. But you see, that's very interesting, you know. Talk about stumbling blocks. Talk about stumbling blocks, you know. And then we have Mr. Kennedy, you know. Mr. Kennedy, he should be on his knees, the poor man. This man is going to meet God. He's got cancer. I hope he goes into remission. But he's the one that's given us the partial birth abortion, where you get the child in the womb, the head is not taken out, and you slit the throat up till 9 months. Talk about putting a stumbling block. Yeah, you know, I think that these are the things that are building up. And the one who has the two-edged sword in his mouth will one day say to us, I blow out your lampstand in the United States. As I have blown them out in Pergamos, and I've blown them out in Sardis and Ephesus. You know better. You're worse. You're worse. That's why praying in the Holy Spirit is so important to build ourselves up, because our God, though he loves us, will give us up as we continue to plan death. Take embryonic stem cell research. Yeah. I said when they had that wonderful meeting of all the senators, they already all made their mind up. I said, you know, if you people do this, there will be greater violence in Boston, and you will be responsible. Do you want to know what? Since they have used these poor individuals, the violence in Boston has increased so much. You want to know why? When you plant death, when you plant evil, when you plant destruction, you reap evil, death, and destruction. But you see, who listens? And where were the bishops that day? I remember standing up, and I said to the people, the senators, first of all, I want to apologize to the people of Massachusetts that the bishops of Boston, that the bishops of Worcester, that the bishops of Fall River, that the bishops of Springfield are not here. I want to apologize to the people of Massachusetts, because you know what? If this meant the tax-free number, they'd all be here. But not one bishop was there. Where are the bishops? Where are our leaders? My friends, they better get some leader muscles in their hearts, because I'm going to tell you, if they're not going to be leaders in what's going to be happening to our country, people are going to be running around like ants, scattered. See, they're all having turkey dinners tonight, all these lovely bishops. All roast beef, people invite them out, they're bishops. Well, the whole thing is falling apart. The whole thing is our nation is falling apart. What are they telling us while our nation is falling apart? Should they not be a prophetic voice? The fullness of the priesthood, I believe that. Should they not be a prophetic voice that would tell us to get ready? Because nobody sees it? Are you stupid? Are you dumb? It's very, very apparent. It's something new every single day. And the bishops don't say a word. As they say in Italian, manca una parola. But also the televangelists. Yeah, they're raking in their money. But what are they saying? How are they preparing the people? Find your knees, baby, before it's too late. I told you this Friday at 3 o'clock, we'll be in the Holy Rosary, we're going to do the Divine Mercy. We're going to pray for the mercy of God. We're going to repent. We're going to repent. We're going to repent for the sins of our country and for the sins of the church and for my sins. We're going to repent. We are in an area that nobody wants to talk about. I will not be an ostrich that puts my head in the sand, and I will not be a prophet of doom, for I still believe in the power of God, and the Holy Ghost is active, and I still believe that Jesus Christ is the victor, even if we die martyrs. I still believe. How many of our seminaries are getting the young men ready to be martyrs? Ha, 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 not many. Martyrdom? You don't even talk about martyrdom. But when I was in the sixth grade, Sister Edwina, whom everybody thought was nuts, talked about martyrdom, that maybe we would give our life for Jesus. This is CCD. And then when I was in the fifth grade, because I got it twice, she gave us the same stories. Yeah. I wonder, in the course on Christology, how much martyrdom has been talked about. Oh yeah, you people will be rejected because you wear black. Give me a break. Black doesn't do anything. You get rejected when you stand up for the truth. I got a call today from one of my best friends in Winthrop, and she was almost crying. I buried her mother. I had the honor of burying her mother. Her mother was one of the most beautiful people in the world. I loved Carol Bruce, let me tell you. Sometimes I call their number just to hear her voice because it's still on the answering machine. I love Carol Bruce, okay? So this little girl called me, and she's struggled all her life, but, she's basically got a good heart. I love Christine. She's got a good heart. She's got a big heart. She really does have a big heart, but struggled all her life like the rest of us, And she was so upset. She said, Father Tom, she says, I was talking to people and they just think you're nothing. They hate you. They cannot stand you. She says, I was defending you. I said, Christine, you don't have to defend me. Honest. She says, Father Tom, I said to them, you walk the walk. You don't only talk the talk. You're not just saying words. You put yourself on the line. I said, Christine, you don't have to defend me, please. I know a lot of people hate me in Winthrop. But
You know what? You don't have to defend me. You know why? The Lord is my defense. The Lord is my defense. So you don't have to, please, don't get sick over me. You don't have to, because the Lord will defend me. I said, these poor people, they got nothing better to do, you know. Anyway, let me just tell you a couple of things. Tomorrow night at the Park Street Church, there will be Music for Life, and it's going to be for a woman's concern. Tomorrow night, April 24th at 7:30, Park Street Church is right across the street from the Boston Common at 1 Park Street. It'd be a wonderful thing to do to support a woman's concern pregnancy resource center. Tomorrow night, Friday, and it's going to be beautiful music, April 24th, 7:30 at the Park Street Church. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills, and it's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. I want to tell you that this Monday we're going to 111 Harvard Street in Brookline. They're thinking of opening an abortion mill there. We're just going to go pray silently. I wish you're going to join me this Monday, 111 Harvard Street in Brookline, just to let people know if they have the abortion mill, they're going to buy us too. Okay? Because they don't want us. But we're going to go and just pray. So 111 Harvard Street, and that's in Brookline. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And on the World Wide Web, www.fathertoms.com, FATHERTOMS.com. Pray in the Holy Spirit and build yourself up, as Jude says. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.